If there's one thing I know about coal miners, it's that they love to tell stories about coal mining. Stories like this one, about bears, from David Pratt Jr.
And the bears up there is horrible. They actually come in the bathroom only once.
Or this one.
We went in the changing room door and there's a bench, like right beside the door. He set his dinner bucket on that bench and come inside to get dressed. When the boys come in and said, "Who's got the yellow dinner bucket?" Dad said, "I do." He said, "Not no more." That bear was about 20 foot up on the hill, busting it all to pieces.
Of course, not all stories are about bears. Here's David's dad, David Pratt Sr.
When I was growing up, probably about 6, 7 years old, got my first taste of coal mining. We got our coal out of the bank. We shot it, we dug it, all by hand. And that's what we done. We shot it with black powder. So yeah, I was raised up in it.
Now, the Pratts are part of a different story. I met the Pratts last summer when both men lost their job in the chaotic bankruptcy of coal company Black Jewel. Along with dozens of other miners, the father and son were on the front lines of a months-long coal train blockade that made international news and shone a spotlight on working conditions for miners in the last gasps of the coal industry.
No pay!
Amen!
No pay! No pay!
Amen!
The protest ended in September, but I haven't been able to get the Pratts out of my head. It blew my mind that this father and son pair had worked side by side underground for years, only to be caught up in what felt like the implosion of the coal industry, and in a coal train blockade born out of an unwillingness to accept powerlessness. It's been a big 6 months since the end of the blockade. David Sr. left a 40-year-long coal mining career and started working as a truck driver. David Jr. made an even bigger change. Both he and his wife are working to become registered nurses. I wanted to know what those changes were like. I wanted to know how they felt about their family's role in a bigger story about coal mining in Appalachia. I asked them about the CEO of Black Jewel, Jeff Hoops, if they felt like they'd gotten screwed.
So how does that square up?
Honey, we didn't get screwed. We just got laid off. You won't sit right there and tell me, look at him, he's in school getting an education. I'm making money, seeing the United States. Now, how did we get screwed? All it done was open another door up. I'm tickled to death.
Tickled to death and you walk out the door.
No. I mean, we need to work. But it got him out of the coal bank. My grandyoung will never be in there. And I'm out for, I don't know, it's been 40 years since I seen the sun come up. Guess what? I got to see the sun come up. So, yeah, it's good.
I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear that.
When they act like they're real surprised about it, ask them how many family members they've lost, either in the coal bank or black lung. Let them think about it. Watch somebody you love sit and suffer and can't breathe. Or get killed in the coal bank.
Junior and Senior told me they think there will always be some coal in Appalachia, and there will always be people who take the risk, make the choice, to mine it. But Junior says Black Jewel was the wake-up call he needed to be excited about the future, but also grateful for the past.
To show the appreciation that I had, you know, for what he done growing up, and then for me getting to experience it with him, to do it for my kids. Me and him are probably the last two out of his side of the family. I know we are the last two that was working. And for it to end with us, that's pretty special to me.
In the past few weeks, the coronavirus has scrambled both men's lives again. Junior got laid off from his job at the community college. The men's wives, Wendy and Wanda, are at home, and the men are driving truck across the country, pilot and navigator, side by side, above ground, watching the sunrise every morning. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Letcher County, Kentucky.